There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Dank. Who produced this?
Yeah, baby. Oh, man. Welcome to In Our Own World, guys. I'm so happy to have you back.
I'm like, who produced this? Emily, was that you?
Deadass?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, wow. I was like, you took me on... I was in
a
like
journey?
I was in a movie for a minute.
Rico.
I didn't expect you to go that hard on like the title sequence.
What? Well, what a perfect way to start this episode, because you noticed the music. All right, we have met today. I'm so happy to meet you.
Wow, I'm gonna extend my hand without the hand popping up.
But introduce yourself. Who are you? What's your name?
Hola, hi. Okay, so my name is Lucia Vives Gomez. Lucy Vives for I guess shorter. And here we are, man. It was really crazy to meet you in person here. We've been internet friends for a while.
Gem, that's so wild. Internet friends, right?
You're a bomb ass bitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just in general.
Yes. You waited until now to tell me that? You've been here like an hour and a half.
That's crazy.
You saved it for the
that's
podcast.
So wild. That was the birthday present, actually. that was it.
Got it. I'll take it.
No, but yeah, internet friends. That's this is how we met. I think it's been a long time coming, dude. You and me, honestly.
Hell yeah. So let's address the elephant in the room without addressing it, because that's what we want to do.
We love it.
Both of our parents
see
have worked together.
See.
They are moguls in the Latin music world. And you know what? In my space, I'm saying, que rico, I'm proud of them. How incredible.
Son la hostia.
I'm sure you get it because you sing. You sing beautifully.
I appreciate it.
With such a mixed genre, because I heard some of your tunes and you have a lot of inspiration from different varieties. And before we get into that, all right. So we're here. We're queer. We're here. We're queer. All right. So this is what I want to say about today. We have, like you said, we have spoken online. We have, you know, imbibed each other online. We've learned about each other. However, meeting somebody in person is a beautiful thing.
See, and it is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And even Jem was saying, you know, you need to connect to more people that truly understand, you know, not only what you're going through, but the music. When you love music for the love of music, there's something in there. Like, you're an artist when you're an artist. You know what I mean? Like,
amen. Oh, yes.
It's true. What Emily said, and I do tell her all the time, I'm like, there's a way I can't relate to you. And it's because I didn't grow up with my parents in the music industry. And I also didn't grow up to follow a career that my parents pursued. Neither of my parents are artists. My grandma, on the other hand, she's un pan de Dios. Oh my God, yes. She's like a bleeding artist. Writes poetry, like will recite. You'd love her.
I already do. I love grandmas. Yeah. I got a thing for grandma.
She's a great grandma.
I spent a very long time with my grandmother. Yes. Raised by my grandmother. My grandmother is my godmother. Lived some of the craziest years of my teenage dumb with my grandmother. Cool.
Jem can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta be that one.
Shout out to my abuela, bro, porque abueli, wow, dude. To deal with me at 16, 17, 18.
Welly, that's what you call
go. Him. Sí, welly.
Welly. So un abrazo, welly.
Yeah. Because I was always that bitch. I don't know if it's the Capricorn in my chart or the Aquarius in my chart that always just, I needed to go against the current. So, like, growing up, kids definitely calling their Aquarius grandparents, like, super not unique things, I thought it was, like, almost disrespectful. Like, how much do you give a shit about your grandma?
Yeah.
Like, you chose the most basic, what, abu? Like, no offense. I know.
I just say abuela.
A lo bien, por lo menos. That's fine. Yes. I'd rather you call her by her government name.
Wow, shots fired. Anyway, I might take back my endorsement.
No,
but I really do think that it's true. There's a way that I feel like you can only relate to with people like Lucy. And there's an understanding that you guys have that's unspoken. So
this is okay. We should get drinks later. is that it?
No, listen, Lucy in the sky. That's Lucy why we're here, baby.
I'm happy to be here, honestly, for like a shit ton of reasons. You guys are two badass queer women. You guys are two badass Latin queer women. You guys are two badass Latin queer women in Miami.
Ay, qué sucia.
Damn. Bella, perra, me fui.
So let's go there. So we, like we mentioned earlier, you know, we come from musical families and we do our own thing. So I want to hear about your experience coming into your musicianship, your artistry. I love your music. I think that you're mixing a lot of genres. You're doing kind of like dance.
Everything I've heard of yours is different.
I really appreciate this is so, because honestly, I feel like I have not released any music.
I feel the same way.
Cool.
But I'm loving this already.
I'm loving this already. I'm like, gas me up.
No.
Because
it's not a gas.
No, at the end of the day, I mean, it's still on point. I mean, I don't want to be consistent very much with my genre. I don't feel like I need to be. I think when it comes to, like you said, man, like fucking this journey of finding your voice and we can get into finding your voice in a whole bunch of ways, but finding your sound, finding your vocal sound, finding your musical sound and where you want to go there is such a fucking journey. It's almost like blasphemy if I don't create while I'm in that journey. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if I'm sitting here and I'm exploring all of these genres, pues qué hago con eso? Do I wait until I find out that I'm in love with boleros and like,
to do it?
Right? No, but that's not really like me on some shit.
We honor the melodies and the music of before. However, you can still understand that we are exploring new music.
Yes.
You know? You can have deep bass and snappy snares and,
crucial,
you know, do something super cool. You know, so
yeah, no, fusing.
Exactly.
I mean, fusing anything. If you want to go old and new, whether it's old and electronic, old and pop, I mean, acoustic, folkloric, and whatever you want to fuse it with, bossa mixed with, no sé, trap. I mean, I don't know. Anything these days is the cool thing. It kind of takes you to that whole point where it's like basically art is consistently recycling.
Yeah, totally.
Of just whatever. And we imitate and take from each other and our influences and hacer un sancocho nuevo, you know, is like the deal. Jem, you cook.
Oh.
Rico. Tienes cara.
Oh.
Tienes cara de que cocinas, cabrón.
Cabrón, cabrón, cabrón. Ay.
Damn.
You gotta come over. Yeah. I'm telling you, you really gotta come over.
Let's
you
go.
Just
Let's
tell me
go.
What your favorite thing to eat is, and I'll make that.
That's tough because Lebanese food is like a very specific.
What did I say yesterday?
We got a vegan kibbeh.
I said I want to make a vegan kibbeh.
Qué rico.
Now I have to. Now I have a reason. You.
Please.
I will.
Please. I mean, it can't be. It's garbanzo based, ¿verdad? So like at the end of the day.
No, it could be different.
Kibbe, no, oh, kibbe would be grains, and then inside we'd probably have beef. Like a Beyond beef or something.
It doesn't have to be Beyond, though.
No, it could be mushrooms, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
I'll do that.
Anyway, moving on.
food.
Yeah, no, food will take me there. Right. Music, right? We were talking about Sancocho before times. And yeah, that's just kind of where I'm at. You know, I feel like I approach all of my art in a very similar way, which can be a little bit messy. But at the end of the day, when it comes to like what it feels like for me, it makes sense. And I guess that's what the fuck matters, yeah, you know?
Exactly.
With photography, when we got into modeling and creating images as like just, you know, a way of doing that. And that's where our friends on Instagram came from, and that kind of whole era of my life, just creating images out of, honestly, fucking rejection from the modeling industry and the fashion industry for being a couple inches too short.
What, are you crazy?
So, no, obviously
How tall
not.
Are you?
I'm 5'5".
Okay. So I'm 5'2".
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to go into that whole industry shit.
No, fuck that.
But no, because fuck them bitches. But were you in love with music first or with modeling first?
So I was in love with art first before anything. And
art,
when
photography.
When people ask me that question, it's weird. But my dad raised me on this concept that when you're in, and this could be controversial or whatever. Gracias. I'm getting teary-eyed over here. when people talk about artistry, you know, I think it's very different than how my dad raised me on artistry, which is un artista completo es 360, you know? 360 meaning if you do music, you also do theater, you also do acting, you also paint, you also draw, you also write. You breathe art in everything that you do. So when I was growing up, I didn't really see, all those lines were fucking blurred for me.
Mm.
The music video or the music or the painting in the music video or the actors or the dancers in there, all of them were doing the same shit to me, which was creating an experience, telling a story and dragging you the fuck in there in the best way possible, you know, and making you feel something, which is dope. And that's when art really took me to a place. The first time art makes you feel something, the first time art makes you fucking want to get out and jump or make you cry and want to fucking really feel some things that you've
look gives at you purpose.
Telenovelas, I'm gonna tell you, is the first time that I knew art was something next level for me. My grandmother, nannies, all everybody, anybody in the house that's late at night watching telenovela. There was once or twice where I would get caught up on that shit, right? If you start, if you sat there early enough, the plot line would catch you. And next thing you know, next day you were like, mira, like, let me know at what time, and we sit down, you know, and a week goes by and you're in it, bro. Yeah. And then the last couple of episodes go down. And I don't remember what fucking telenovela it is. I should have done this research before coming here because it would have been important. Pero Niurka Marcos era una de las del cast, okay? She was in the bitch. And I cried my eyes out. I cried watching something for the first time in my life. I was maybe like, 5, 6 or whatever.
Really? Oh.
But this piece broke me, dude. This scene, these two women were like, I don't know, arguing on some shit. And it took me out, bro. Like the acting was.
You remembered it.
Right on. Yeah. Ese momento me partió. Like I felt things I hadn't felt before. Right. Or yet. you know what I mean? And that capacity for art to like take you to a place you've never been before.
Transport you.
or make you feel somebody's life that you've never lived.
Yo, I'll never forget one time my dad, he went through that same moment where he was like obsessed with the telenovelas, and my mom had gotten him an iPad and he can't even raise or lower the volume on his old school remote control, but he figured out somehow how to get the novelas on his iPad.
And yeah, this is Emilio, yeah?
Yes. Okay. And he had left the room. We were in New York. And he had left the room for like maybe 3-4 hours. And we're like, where did he go? And he came out of the room in his underwear holding his iPad. And he literally comes down and goes, mira que la gente son mala. And I'm like, papi, ¿qué pasó? He goes, ay, esta novela, yo no sé qué, la esta, la otra. Papa. I'm like, dad, you know, it's
real
fake, right?
Human goes, issues, though.
Somebody wrote it.
Yes.
Somebody wrote it, baby.
He's not listen. Wrong.
In your mind somewhere right now, somebody is thinking something that is not good.
Oof.
Do you know what I mean?
See?
Somebody wrote it, baby.
I always wonder about authors. Like, I think of Margaret Atwood, the one person who wrote Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm, and I'm like, what the fuck did you go through?
Oof.
Because at some point, art is, right? Like, art is a retelling of our own stories. I'm like, what did you go through? What did you...
Think she went through?
I don't know. I'm still debating this. I'm like, do we bring...
Maybe she was just... like on one, you know what I mean? Like when you think about dystopian, like creatives, you know, like you sprinkle a little bit of this and then you sprinkle a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I don't mean to get political so early in our chat, but we're not that far from what the fuck she wrote in there.
You're not,
and
right,
I'm sure in her time, in some way or another, we weren't that far from that either, you know.
That's
so wild.
Crazy.
Under his eye, under my eye.
No,
it's not a joke. You're right. It's not a joke. We can't not take it seriously. Like,
no, it's trash. It's trash.
What is it? Life, art imitates life.
Yes.
Right? That's the vibe. Yeah. Yes. So pay attention out there.
If it does a good job.
If you're absorbing art, you're absorbing life.
You are. And that's where I went when your dad was like, someone wrote this, was exactly like someone felt some type of way and they wanted you to, you know, tap into that in some kind of sense. So for me, it's all one, man. Music is to film, is to dance, is to todo. And I feel like, not to slide into my new single that actually just came out and you can watch.
What's it called?
And you can listen to it on all streaming platforms. No, Cenizas.
There you
Cenizas.
Go.
Cenizas. 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 Cenizas.
It's
was
a sexy
that?
Song.
Thank you so much. It is sensual. Yeah. It is a sensual song. It's a sad song. It's a little hopeful here and there. But the process of it, I kind of dove into it in that same way, you know, as more of a creative director than anything else. You know, I'm like, we're making a piece here, you know. I thought about the music video at the same time as I thought about the song while it was happening, you know. Not on some synesthesia shit, but like on some, when I hear something, I see something, you know. Puedes ver la escena, you can. And for that one, it was super clear to me that it was dance immediately, not because obviamente el coro es bailecito, pero hasta antes, ese dembow gives you this je ne sais quoi that I knew only dancers could pull off and like take you there, you know. I didn't see actors, I didn't see people on the street, I didn't see like moments of scenes or lovers or whatever. I saw fucking dancers, and just bringing that vision to life for me personally, seeing it become what I wanted it to be, was just like what it's about in my eyes.
Like you said from before, being an artist is not, well, it depends, because there are artists who can do, you know, one thing extraordinarily.
Yes. And that's when I think titles are dope, because I can't sit here and consider myself a vocalist.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Wait.
How crazy.
Wait. Roll that.
Exactly.
Wait. What?
Let's talk about it. How would you call yourself?
So I would just say I'm an artist. Yeah, I would just say I'm an artist. Way. And I'm chilling with that. You know?
Can't call myself a violinist. I can't, but
you
play
the
violin.
Okay, I can't call myself a pianist. I play the piano. I can't call myself a bassist.
That's when I get upset. I'm like, I don't play piano. And Jem's like, of course you play piano.
No, but you do, though.
But I don't.
So but no, do you? You? Really, yeah. No, she really does. Oh my God. She actually is one of those.
Oh my God.
May you play the piano?
No.
No, she's so annoying.
Look at me.
Isn't that look at me. You guys.
But you're just one of those people who like.
Where is the piano? We're going after this.
I have a guitar right here.
Lucy.
Yeah.
I feel the same way that you feel about my artistry.
Okay. Thank you.
I feel that way about cooking. Oof. I feel that way about writing. I feel that way about even setting a stage or something like dressing somebody. I feel like there's expression and art everywhere. Emily is of the other kind of artistic talent where it's hyper-focused into like one genre. Well, actually, that's not true. Actually, I take that back because I've seen you act and you're pretty fucking bomb at it too.
Duh.
I just mean that she's like one of those people that picks up any instrument.
She's like, I've seen you try to be straight. You're really bad at trying to be straight.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're getting into this. I know this one's a crazy conversation.
Yeah, I love it. So what I'm gonna say to really try to really, you know, tie this up is that I personally feel so good and so much better about all of the assets of my art when I just in my soul consider myself an artist that can sing, that can fucking play the bass, that can play the piano. You know, those bigger titles, and I think I skew away from them. We can go into the psychoanalysis of why, you know, someone asking me, you know, hey, you know, you're a singer and this is a thing. And I want to feel uncomfortable when someone looks at me and they're like, hey, you're a singer. And I'm like, whoa, easy now. I don't feel like I can stand behind that.
Why not?
And it's a me on me thing.
Go into it. Why not?
Why not? Puñeta. Because I love music. And I know what a singer is. You know?
What does that mean?
Y sé lo que es una cantante para mí.
Okay. What do they, in your eyes, have that you don't?
Music.
What?
Literal music. I'm putting you on the
spot. Like, we're having, look.
And I'm here. I'm with the Spitfire. I'm done.
We've spoken online. You know, we're getting to know each other, but you're saying, oh, bueno, these singers that I love, they have something that I don't. What is it? Tell me what it is.
Music.
What is it? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about music release. Like
music released.
Yes, music released.
You have, what? That's BS.
Like, pieza de mi música afuera. Tú sabes, como que yo me pueda sentar aquí y que todos los que nos estén escuchando puedan salir de esta entrevista, leave this interview right now, and go listen to my discography.
That doesn't make you a singer.
I mean,
I disagree with you. I'm sorry.
No, but I understand what it means to have a portfolio.
I think publicly,
to show as for
public
your work.
As Absolutely. Public figures, I think all I'm saying, man, is we have to be careful with the titles. You know, I mean, as a public figure, I don't feel right now completamente segura poniéndome el título of singer. As a public figure.
Right.
You know? In mi casa, I'm the best singer in my fucking house, you know? I'm the best singer. I'm the only singer on my block. You know what I mean?
Don't forget
But yeah, when it comes to being really a public figure, you're right. Because this isn't about... You honestly... Kudos to you because you just took me around. I almost disagree with myself, but I'm actually just going to reframe to the fact that this only applies to the fact that, like, how I'm labeling myself publicly, you know, to the zeitgeist.
The reason why I say that is because I am the most critical person of myself. Jem can tell you, and she is the same way about herself. She sings. I hear her voice. I hear her potential. I tell her, you're a singer. And she'll tell me, oh my God, I love the way you sing. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, but you sing.
But there you go. Case in point. I'm here expressing the same thing you just did. And she's saying, oh, but you sing. Same way I did to you. But
at some point you have to ask yourself, how much of it is it being critical, which I love, and how much of it is insecurity?
But okay, how can you tell how I hear my own voice?
Because I trust my own musical judgment.
But do you trust mine?
Not if you don't think you're a singer.
It's complicated.
This is getting good.
Sound effects.
If
you don't consider yourself a singer,
what
then
I'm
I can't.
Realizing is that none of us disagree. Yeah.
What I'm realizing is all of us are insecure musicians, is what I'm realizing.
Yes. Oh, no. Yes, yes. Llegaste al grano. That's exactly the point.
Because esta hace esto, yo hago lo otro, and you're doing your thing. And look, we can't even like, be like,
don't call
oh,
us.
I'm
this
a
is
fucking
what we do.
Singer.
Right. Yeah. Shit.
Right. You're right
it's
on.
Just, I feel you though. Like, have you heard a singer?
Yeah, like, dude. Like, have you? It also is like me versus Future Me, who I know very well and I love. Love Future Me. Future Me is dope
what
as
she
fuck.
Look like?
She's a singer,
Tell
bro.
Oh my God. She's a singer.
She's a singer, bro. What is she sing like?
She's a singer.
So
she
wait,
sings
if she's a
just
singer,
like me.
Wasn't she always a singer?
Yeah.
So that you're
yeah,
a singer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, for sure, for sure. No. But you know what I mean. In general, it's not taking away from the space that I'm in, which is learning. And I'm always going to be learning. I don't think I'm ever going to. I really hope I never lose the humility to admit that no matter where we are in our trajectory, we're fucking students and we're learning and we always have more to learn.
John Coltrane, baby. The moment you stop learning, you're dead.
You did. Eso es así. Yeah, no. So Future Me is also like the standard, you know. I'm starting to sing. I'm starting to learn my voice. This is...
The drama.
This is it. This is... Yeah, yes. This is the beginning. And it's really... It's exciting, you know? And I like to honor those moments of the journey, you know?
When's the first time you sang?
Define the first time
define
I sang.
I feel like I'm talking to myself, dog.
You wanted no to. Way. You wanted to.
I'll tell you the first time that I felt actually comfortable singing, and I actually, I would say I sang. I was maybe 17. I was in high school. I was living in Puerto Rico. I only had the balls to do it because I was in a town where nobody knew me. Okay, dead ass. All right, I grew up in Miami, probably like the two of you. Bitches were mean, bro.
So mean.
And all of them were my best friends. Like, my biggest bullies were all my best bitches still to this day. Yes. Shout out. Shout
love
out.
You.
Where love you guys.
School?
I went to Carrollton.
Wow.
Right. Represent.
Why are you looking at your fingers? Represent. All right, she's sporting a Carrollton ring out there.
I am. No, it's a cult almost. It's like, okay, no, I won't say that. Carrollton, love you. It's a sorority almost, you know? It's a sisterhood. it's a trippy place. It taught me a lot. I was home away from home in a lot of ways. I was on some like Madeline shit too. Like that school is a trip.
I almost went there. It's funny that you mentioned it.
Oof. You just wanted all the girls.
What year did you graduate high school?
2014.
So we would have overlapped.
2 years before I graduated, I moved to Puerto Rico. We would have never met. No, you were going to slide in right at the end in high school. Yeah. Damn. Killer. Nice nice move for the college apps. But the point is, all girls school, the bullying was high key. Oof. And the fear of being anything other than just loca, above or below the radar, honestly, was real. It was legit, you know? It was a jungle in there. It was a jungle.
There's a lot of pressure in schools. I feel like people don't realize.
Especially in all-girls school.
Yeah.
Those bitches are intense, but I loved every single one of them. It was crazy. It, like, taught me how to be super toxic, I guess.
Did you shave your legs though or not?
Did I shave my legs?
Yeah.
Oof, half and half.
Half and half.
Yeah.
When you felt like it.
When I felt like it, no, I'm not going to lie, I started shaving. I started shaving when I was like 13, 14, when out like the straight days, like when I was straight.
What about the gay days?
Not a lot of shaving in my early gay days. Okay, just no, wait.
Sorry. Oh my God. Wow. Jesus Christ.
So, wow. Okay, let's see. Here's the range, right? Here's the gay range. This is us now. Okay. This is when we
baby gay.
Baby gay still shaved, right?
Right.
Because there were still all of these heteronormative expectations in your baby gay relationship.
Yeah.
Then like elder gay, right?
Maybe final
like
Pokemon
well game. Into my 20s gay, yeah. Right? That's when shaving was just like, what the
when
fuck?
I feel like it.
Yeah, not almost never.
Yeah.
And then eventually I realized it was something I like to do every once in a while. Yeah. Like that's something I appreciate. Like I prefer it.
It feels good for a moment.
See, no, I'm Latin. My hair growth is intense. Look at these fucking eyebrows. This is real, bro.
Are you?
I'm sorry.
Look at the collection of eyebrows in this fucking room. All right.
Hi, welcome to In Our Own Brows.
This is actually limited edition 30 grams of brows. Okay. So yeah, dude, I gotta, you know, for aesthetics, I got my shit that you know.
I gotta
keep up shaving for some reason. I don't know how we got there.
So wait, were you
Carrollton?
In Carrollton?
I was in denial. There was tea because everybody there thought I was gay, right? More people know you're gay before you know you're gay. That's usually the case. Right. That happens. It just happens. So like you end up with like not like. But that era where you're like, fuck no, dude. Like, I would never be a lesbian. Like, how the
Did
fuck?
You ever Google
like,
it?
Are you kidding? No, I never Googled
Oh,
it.
Yeah, me neither. Just kidding.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, me neither.
It's so funny.
Okay, we can get into that later. But but the point is, just as sad, which is that, you know, you do go through that era where you're like, no.
I went through that.
Like, I am not. I was already like, I'm almost homophobic. Like, that's how not
Dude,
gay
inner homophobia is real.
Yes.
I went through that.
Yes.
For sure. I could not say the lele word. I was like, me, a lesbian, gross. Meanwhile, I was sticking my tongue down every girl's throat I could. God.
I was kissing a lot of girls when I was in Carrollton, but not Carrollton girls, obviously. I was kissing other
Lourdes
girls. No, Lourdes. Oof. This, we can get into like my first hate cry moment.
Oh my God.
And
wait,
it has
let's do
everything
that.
To do with Lourdes girls and a soccer game.
Oh, what is it with words athletes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the word got around. The word, I was the talk of the town, man. I always was getting like my, I was all, and not in like a good way. Like the moms fucking hated me.
But why?
Always. Porque pues, mano, like, I looked like trouble. I was trouble. Like I hung out with public school girls, like whatever the fuck that means. See,
public school.
Yeah, come,
that's what I'm saying.
Mierderia,
that probably means that it made you better.
Yes, dude. Like I'm sorry. Like I want to meet people. I would like to have friends.
Sorry, I have taste.
That just, you know, don't need to be sucking the dick of anyone that can afford private school, you know? And even, bro, meeting the amount of dope bitches in public school that could afford private school, or just preferred public school, like, get that around your head. That's the thing. El punto es que the bitches at Carrollton, really, some of the mothers were very, very, very not keen to my presence or my existence. And the older I got, the more shenanigans I was getting into, obviously. So shit got worse. I went from being just the slut of the town. And, yes. To I'm being sorry, like Mom. The... Oh, no, it's okay. I love it. I love where I come from.
You're like, it's. I have a tattooed actually. Look on the back of my nose.
It's actually in a place. I can show you. But then I was also a dyke. I was the sluttiest bitch that was apparently sucking dick all the time. Like, no, not all the time.
Shit. Sometimes.
Something like that, Jay, again.
But then I'm like, I'm the dyke of the town. I'm like, you guys need to get your shit together. Yeah. So soon you realize, you know, that people quieren hablar mierda por hablar mierda. And that's okay. Because someone had to take that out.
Isn't it such a shame? Isn't it such...
I'll take one for the team.
I'll take it.
Isn't it such a shame that full-grown adults, when there are 14, 13, 15-year-old kids that are figuring out their sexuality, learning, etc., are making judgments and implementing their own thing? Not that I'm saying that was anybody around us. I'm just saying what I experienced was when you're a kid, like we spoke about earlier, they're saying, how do you not have this figured out? Are you gay or not? You're like, excuse me. I just came out of a human being 13 years ago. I'm still trying to figure out how to breathe the air on this planet. By the way, where is the planet, by the way? Floating in a black rock in the middle of nowhere? Hi, hello. Like, por favor.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, so school is hard. And that's so funny because people say, and that school is hard, right? Like, because not about the subjects, not about the teachers, because of the kids, the scolding, the learning who you are. Like,
your
I remember
sometimes.
The first name I was called was queer. Oh, you're queer, you're queer, you're queer. I had no idea what that meant. I was like, what the hell does queer mean? I have no idea.
Queer means.
I was like, oh, but I know it's an insult.
Yeah, yeah. No, dyke like, was heavy. Dyke was heavy, but so like heavy. Dyke was like, I didn't get that one because I was in a relationship with them with the football guy from Belen. Like,
but
I
like,
was,
what's the
I
vibe?
Was walking
Why were
the
people
walk?
Calling you a dyke?
Apparently, it was a way that I walked. There was something in the way that I walked.
Okay, so that's still crazy to me because like for me, for example, even though I've been with men, like I literally have been a quote unquote dyke. Put revert on that shit, Emily. Emily, revert on that shit. One more time. Dyke. Wow, that you see, that's God right there.
Thank you.
The head of God.
Okay, but like I've been fluid, right, since day one.
You look gay.
Okay, so you're not a lesbian.
So like what? No, like I am. You're queer. Yes, like okay. I love women in a way that I can't love anything else.
Yeah. Word.
And I can Same. Appreciate and retweet, love that. However, I don't feel repulsed by men.
Okay.
I can feel attracted to a man.
Okay.
For sure.
Food.
It's I don't just know. That a woman just makes me feel.
Next level.
Baby, you've never pointed out a man.
Just makes me feel.
On TV. And I'm like, he's hot. I've never seen you say that.
Yeah, like, okay,
I've never
like,
seen you see, like.
I'll you give know. You an example. Like, the lead singer of the Arctic Monkeys.
I don't know who
I think he's fine.
That was a good show.
He's fine.
They put on a great show.
But also, like, he's a little feminine. So, you know?
Yeah, makes sense.
So there's that.
A lot of the men I've dated are very feminine.
So there's that. I haven't dated a man since high school, since, like, I was 15.
Yeah.
I had to break up with him because I was making out with my best friend all the time. Yes. And that's what he knew. At first they know, right? And then it's cool because they're like, oh, that's kind of hot. You're making out with your best friend. But then they secretly don't know that you're falling in love with your best friend. Just
did madly. You have like madly. Super intense best friendships as a kid?
Because that's the sign, right?
I feel like it is. I do. I feel like it is.
Yeah, I had a couple. I had a couple of those. Yeah. Just yes to that and that. That's a real one for me. I fall into that one. But weirdly enough, right, some of those best friends that you go back to, like, eventually in your life, you know, you think about the one you had the most intense best friendship with, uh-huh. You know? Is she a lesbian today?
I was just going to ask you! I literally ask myself this all the time. And I go further. I'm like, is she? And if she's not out yet, she's like
one
lying.
Of us, one of us is.
No, it's 50% wonder, right now in mine.
There's, okay, like, I can think of one person specifically that I wonder this all the time. She's not gay, but there's no way that she couldn't sense what I now realize.
You guys were.
Right. Like, I think back on that period of my life, and I that moment, I interpreted it as like, oh, don't we're best it. Friends. Don't we love it. Each other. But no.
Can I be honest?
That was gay.
Okay, can I be honest? That person may not be gay today, but I really, really feel
that they will be gay tomorrow.
That tomorrow when I call you, you are capable of falling in love with your friends. Right?
Yeah.
You don't feel that way?
I do, but I think it's different.
No. What I'm saying is that if you don't know your sexuality off the bat and you lead with your emotion, right? You can be afraid by your own sexuality.
Yeah.
So if you have a connection with a woman, but you haven't had that sexual experience, right? Yeah. Then you may not know what to do with that except shame. And that's what I feel like is a manifestation of that situation. Like, oh, it feels right, but I feel like it's wrong, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like that is. I feel like that person, whoever it is completely capable of enjoying, you know, having sex with somebody of the same sex or falling in love with somebody or having a connection. Because also sex doesn't necessarily mean falling in love.
Right.
You know, like, I also don't like that, you know. Mm. I don't like when people are talking about sex like if it's something that you got to be ashamed of.
No.
Like, we are living a human experience. Animals every day, all day are having sex. And the healthiest thing we can do is
the
talk about it.
Do it.
But for real.
Yes. No, one of my more controversial things that I have said on the internet, I got me into some fun trouble, but I will say it and I will say it again and I will repeat it fucking chills that I get. And it's teach your fucking girls about masturbation.
Yes.
Teach them. Teach all girls about masturbation.
Self-love.
Teach all of your peoples, your non-binary babies, your whatever you blessingly brought into this world. Teach it about masturbation and pleasure, because eventually it might get to a point where it won't tell the difference between that and, you know, non-consensual sex, sex that you don't want to be having, sex that doesn't please you.
Oof.
Rough. I don't want to get into that.
No, for sure. Are you homophobic, Jem?
I hate the gays.
I am loving this moment. I haven't been in Miami this frequently in a very, very long time. Maybe it's been 10 years. It's been a decade since I've come to Miami this often. There was like not a falling out that I had with the city, but once I like moved, I just didn't really have business here, you know? Latin immigrantish family, we have nobody in this country. So once we left the country, that was the extent of us.
Do you feel American or do you feel Latina?
So, qué buena pregunta. I feel Latina above all things, 100%. Pero living in the States, a couple of years ago, I finally got like my first class citizenship, which was my Louisiana residency. As a Puerto Rican resident, we have limited rights for stuff. The democracy is not 100 for residences in fucking, I mean, not just the U.S. Virgin Islands, but anybody that isn't in the 50 states, you know? So when I finally got my residency in Louisiana, shit changed for me because I was a voter. I had to say, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Sort depends.
Of. Operative word.
Depends who you ask. But I, damn, dude, activism took a big role in my life. Nice segue to, I guess, what being American is in some way. And it's, for me, it's the ability to all get the fuck together and dialogue and maybe do something about it if we come together about it. And that's cool. And it's not American uniquely. I think it's something that more nations have than we realize.
What is an American? Amen. I don't think it exists. Like, the Americans are a soup of everybody that has come and discovered this land and has made it what it was. Like, it's just a joke to me, but let's not go there.
We stole all the land anyway. We're on, we are on stolen land. You are on stolen land.
Thank you.
No matter.
I wish we took after the real Americans.
Stolen land, just in case you didn't know.
We could learn a thing or two from real Americans.
Yes, we fucking can. Yeah. We can. Indigenous communities all over the world, honestly.
Yes.
100%.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And that kind of brings me to like Miami's culture, like in as, I mean... Okay, because it's Latin. It's very Latin here. That's not even a question.
Yeah.
This
a lot of people don't even speak English.
This has, in a lot of ways, what I would love to see a little bit more of in a place like New Orleans. And I think I could see a little bit more of in a place like New Orleans. But what about Miami for you guys feels, I guess, the most at home? Ugh. Like, what makes you feel at home about
Jem's
Miami?
Trying actually, to run out of here.
Yeah, well, I should have asked that first. Do you feel at home in Miami?
Yes, Miami's my home.
Okay,
I mean, it's where I was formed, where the Gemini the human came to be. So, like, I'm informed by Miami in every way. You know, like, you who've left Miami, right? All of us have actually grown up in Miami and left at some point.
Dope.
You meet people from other places, and you're like, oh. Miami's different.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about
There's culture shock when you leave here. We're really
tough. Oh, it's super culture shock. There's culture shock
when you leave Miami. No Cuban coffee.
Like to another state, this is. Not another country. Yeah. Just another state. Just
another state. Honestly, another city. Another city. Another county.
Fucking Kissimmee, Florida does not hit the same.
Kissimmee does not make me feel very,
very safe.
No, really. I moved to New York and I was like, wait, friends are a thing? Like, real friends are a thing? No. Not just people who, like, you know, take up my time to entertain themselves, but I have a love-hate relationship with Miami for the same reason, and it's the people.
Zynga.
The people. I love that I can walk into a bakery and, you know, the first thing that somebody says is, hola corazón, you know, mm-hmm. that greeting that just, like, comes from the heart, doesn't matter who you are.
Amen.
I love that, you know, I can get all these different ethnic foods all over the city and inform myself that
food
way.
Food in Miami is bomb.
Bomb.
I'll give it to you.
And you can find
it's
bomb.
So expensive. Harmony. Harmony.
Harmony. It's really expensive. But not this month and next month. It's Miami Spice.
Yes, Miami Spice.
What is it?
23?
23?
It's like 23 lunch, 49 dinner. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with it. I'm with it. I love it.
Oh, happy my God, guys. I want rice and noodles right now.
Finally, a reason to go to Sexy Fish.
Wait, they have a Sexy Fish here?
Yeah. What? Okay,
baby. We're gonna
just skirt over that one.
No, like, I've seen a lot of Sexy Fish in the ocean, but, like, the restaurant.
Oh, sing. This is getting worse.
So sorry.
I love Miami for the same reason that I hate it, and it's
the people. Okay, the people. For me, it's the civil engineering, the very poor.
Oh, no, yeah. For that. Bro, I don't know, but the 826 and the 836 are always under construction.
What's happening with the diagonal pedestrians?
You saw that? No. What is that?
A part of me thinks it's ingenious, though. I wish that New York had that.
Why?
Because sometimes I have to get to that corner that's diagonal to me and I have to do some dumb shit.
Wait,
like,
when are you in New York?
Cross a lot. More,
so you're in New
a
York,
lot more than
you're
I am here.
Huh.
Yes. I'm here now because I'm trying to make music here. I've found a couple of producers here and some really beautiful people. And Miami's popping for Latin
you
sounds.
You best believe it.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. New Orleans, again, another reason why Latin would be dope there is because sometimes you need a fucking flamenco guitar player or a male vocalist that can sing in Spanish. Loca, what?
Things we take for granted.
Yeah, and here it is, you know? So Miami's turned into a spot for me.
For sure.
Recently.
That's interesting.
I don't hate it. I'm rebuilding my relationship with the city.
That's cool. Yeah. I feel like Miami's just such a missed opportunity. And I'll honestly, like, I'm just going to trash talk it.
Do
not
it.
Not trash talk it.
Trash talk it because it's super overrated. Like,
I think that Miami's incredible and unbelievable. I think that it's so rich with culture. So many people that speak English that are friends of mine that come here to visit oftentimes can't even communicate because so many people speak Spanish or other languages that they can't even relate to.
Awesome.
However, at the same time, back in the day, one of the first concerts I did with my band here was at Ball and Chain, which is the band shell where Chet Baker, one of the most amazing jazz trumpeters and singers of our time, was playing. Nat King Cole, incredible. You know, like one of the essence of jazz. And by the way, he was black. And they would make him play for the largest, whitest audience. And they would not allow him to walk through the front door. They would make him walk through the back. Mm-hmm. However, all this was happening in Miami. Mm-hmm. Miami was a vibrating piece of musical history. And I agree with you. We have incredible Latin artists here. We have a vibrancy of music. However, we have no venues. We have no people.
And if we do
have a venue, they're filling up quickly.
Talk about
they're
it.
Not accessible. Yeah. Miami should be one of the most deliciously beautiful places to come listen to music. But I have to disagree. It's not.
It's not.
It's just not. Thank you.
No, for real.
And you back
real.
There, I see you. Thank you. Right
100%. And this is actually a conversation that I have a lot with people where they're like, what the fuck are you doing in New Orleans? You should be living in Miami. And that's the answer.
It's like, hello?
Yeah. That's the answer.
That's it. Okay, you want to go to Lang Nghiap? I love Lang Nghiap.
It is good.
And the third day you go there, there's 9,000 people there. And how are you going to get a gig? And how are you going to... No. Mm. We need versatility. We need to showcase the talent in the city. We need to showcase the fact that we are... You hear French on one street and Spanish on one street and English on the other. Like, por favor.
No, sí.
You know,
sí.
Let's keep Lucy in Miami. Lucy in the sky. In Miami.
Yeah, give me a reason to be here.
By the way, that's the name of your episode. What do you think?
Lucy in the Sky. I love that. I haven't been... that's a joke I used to get a lot walking into my friends' houses.
Never mind. No.
Nah, you always used to get it from somebody's dad. It was like, Lucy, I'm home. I'm not going to lie. I miss it. I miss it every day. I do.
There you go. Jen brought it back to you because you're in outer space.
Thank you.
How has the anti-gravity been treating you?
I'm a little dizzy. Mm. It's been a lot. But I think we've gone to a lot of really, really dope places. I'm excited. Thank you guys for bringing me with you. I know it's hard to get out here.
We're glad you finally made it. We've been waiting for you to join us on the mothership. And grace us with your presence.
Are we singing? Are we dancing?
Oh, yeah, we can do both.
Have you ever had pancakes without maple syrup? It makes me really sad. Sometimes you've got to wet your food. Or if not, it's really, really bad. Welcome to In Our World.
Fire.
You guys.
It's been too good.
This has been.
We might have to trash this one.
No. Trash it. All right, guys. I actually just lowered our landing gear. So please strap back in your seatbelts. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. You two are wonderful. I love it here.
You're beautiful. You're welcome anytime.
Listeners, thank you. Stick around. These two are epic.
Thanks for flying with us. We'll see you next time on In Our Own World. This has been Jem, M, and
Lucy.
What are you doing? Give us your Instagram. Give us your music.
You can follow me on Lucy Vives on IG. You can follow me on Lucy Vives on TikTok. You can just listen to my shit on Spotify, but keep in touch. It's getting real.
Woo! Yeah, send her fan mail. She'll answer you, right?
Almost always.
Everybody, right?
Literally everyone.
Good night, guys. Love you like always. See you next week.
Love you.
This is a Moonflower production in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.